Patty, do you know what you put your feet in when you're riding on horse? Those little metal things.
From the side.
If you have two horses, do you know what the one on the left is called? Or if you're plowing with two, the one that walks in the furrow? All right, if something is not close by, you say it is just a little
distant.
Now, if you've got to go somewhere and you've been going for quite a while but hadn't finished, you might say that you had what to go before dark.
Well, I could say I had to go a quarter of a mile or a mile before dark.
All right, if something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about
a few minutes.
In what? But if, for example, if you wanted palm olive soap and
all the stores carried it,
you could say, well, I won't worry about it because I can find that.
Find it?
No, talking about where?
I could find it at the grocery store.
All right. If somebody slipped on a piece of ice and fell, you would say he fell
backwards.
But if he fell this way, you would say he fell
face.
Suppose you'd been fishing and you didn't catch any fish at all, and I asked you, did you catch any fish? You'd say,
no, I didn't catch no fish.
Now, if a little boy at school was being scolded by the teacher, he might say, why is she blaming me?
I didn't do anything.
Suppose that boy spoiled. When he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble. Would you add anything to that sentence? Claudia, what do you call the trench that a plow cuts? Well, if you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, what do you say you've done?
I would say I cleaned up the land.
The second cutting of clover or grass